Welcome to the wonderful world of Quick Read Stories. We hope you enjoy the following story, which is entitled Kula'i Street Nights by Janet Lorimer. Now, sit back, relax, and read along with the storyteller. Eddie gazed into a sea of angry faces. The men and women gathered in the Kalihi Community Center were people he'd known all his life, but tonight their fear and frustration made them seem like strangers.
"Why can't you do something?"
Everyone was talking at once, so Eddie heard only part of what Mr. Chang was asking, but he could easily figure out the rest. Everyone in the center was wondering the same thing. "Why can't you protect us, Eddie Kalihi? You're a cop." He held up his hands for silence. Bit by bit, the talking stopped. "Mr. Chang," Eddie said patiently, "I'm only one cop. This neighborhood is not the only trouble spot in Honolulu. That's why you folks need to form a neighborhood watch. You have to look out for each other." Mr. Chang made a disgusted face.
"I grew up in Kalihi," the old man said. "We had gangs when I was a kid, but not like what we have today. Back then, kids were mischievous, not vicious or even mean. Things are worse now."
"I know," Eddie said quickly. "Things have changed a lot. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Let's stay on the subject, please." An elderly woman in the front row stood up. Eddie smiled to himself. Auntie Malia had seemed old when he was little, but now she really was old. She was also one of his favorite aunties. Not that she and Eddie were related by blood. In Hawaii, young people call their elders auntie and uncle out of respect.
"Eddie," she said, "I'm too old to patrol the streets. What can I do to help?"
Eddie explained that not everyone had to go out on patrol. He talked about block captains. He explained how the people in the neighborhood could look out for each other. But he could see it was a lost cause. By the time the meeting was over, only a handful of people had signed up for the neighborhood watch. When Eddie left the center, he felt frustrated. Deep in thought, he headed for his small apartment a couple of blocks away. A full moon splashed silver light over the monkey pod trees that lined the street. The warm air was sweet with a lemony scent of plumeria blossoms. As he walked, Eddie remembered being a kid here, playing ball in the street on nights like this. In those days, he hadn't had a care in the world. Then he grew up, and the world changed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?